interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Happy 2022, Treasure Coast. Yes! Yoo-hoo! We like to get started on the first day with a live broadcast, feeling spirited and ready for a fresh start. That's what I love about a new year. It's a fresh start. It's an opportunity to look at things just a little bit differently and put it in perspective. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be handling that exact conversation here in just a moment when I introduce our guest. Prior to doing so, a special shout out to one of our sponsors, Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach next to Hallmark, and at their second location, South Hutchinson Island off of Seaway Drive. If you need some pampering in the new year, manicures, pedicures, waxing, if you're setting up for a young lady's birthday party or an upcoming bridal shower, this is such a real treat. I mean, nail artists with great pricing. You're going to love them. Foxy Nails. They're part of my family, the Foxy family. You'll love being part of their family too. Open 7 days a week. You cannot go wrong. Thank you to Foxy Nails. Okay. Now, in the studio, I have an author, not once published, but now twice published, with a brand new book just in time for February's best holiday, Valentine's, right? Here in the studio, we have Helen Millman, and her new book, Olive and the Valentine's Spell, is soon to be released. And the fact that you're able to give of your time today and provide a little context, a little behind the scenes, I think is really going to enlighten our readers and listeners, because when you get the chance to know a backstory of a book, I feel like it's just that much more relatable when you share it, and in particular with your children, because as a mother, as a caregiver for these little human beings, you want to make sure that the words you're giving them are in line with how you parent and your mission. So welcome to the broadcast, Helen. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm always so happy to be here. Thank you, Anna.
I love having you. And for listeners that might not recall, your first book, A Mother's Poem,
yes,
was very well received in a number of different circles and made a big impact on both moms and dads alike.
Yes, ma'am.
And so when did this idea come to you to go into book two, and who's Olive?
Very, very good question. A lot of people ask that. So Olive and the Valentine's Spell was born last Valentine's.
Okay.
So I happened to be a room mom. As you recall, in the schools, parents were not allowed, except you were a room mom. So I helped to coordinate and facilitate the party for Valentine's in the class with my son. And he was born when my son and I were preparing these fun exchange bags for Valentine's. And if you remember, which I'm sure you do, you have all these fun notes that you put in, be mine, be my Valentine.
Right.
And my son, his name is not Olive, but my son was like freaking out, no, not this one, not that one. You know?
So, the words meant a lot. Yeah.
So that kind of gave birth to the whole idea. And that's why I made it more like a fun, funny little book where Olive is afraid to go to school on Valentine's because he thinks it means that he has to get married. And that is the fun, you know, humorous part about this book, with a very important message. And there is a moral at the end of the story that I really wanted to reveal and touch, you know, with the families as they read it together.
I couldn't agree more. And I love the humor spin to it, because children, I think, don't even realize how naturally funny they are, right? You know, as as adults, we get into our own groove and we have our own thoughts and intentions. And then our child can just literally throw us a curveball. And I could be laughing for many minutes on end sometimes with just what they are shocked and awed by. And I think that that's such a sweet sentiment. So for our listeners, just because I do want to share, you are a mom of how many boys?
I have three boys.
Mm-hmm. And her handsome husband is a chef. And so she always gets everything fresh and delicious. We were having this conversation just before we went on air. So she's a mom in a household full of boys and testosterone.
And I do cook at home, by the way.
Well,
not
of course.
The other way around.
Look at you. He cooks all day. He cooks. But I love when Helen wants to meet you for lunch and discuss something. We meet at their beautiful local family-owned restaurant.
Yes.
And it's always the freshest, most delicious. So if we
thank you so much.
If we can do a shameless plug, we should. So we're two locations, right? Go ahead, just do it.
Yes, ma'am. Oslo Road and 20th Avenue, and also Wooden Spoon at the Royal Palm Point.
And both are fabulous. Both are fabulous. Both provide catering. Just saying.
That's
okay.
Right.
So back to the book. So you're a mom of all boys. What now? Your first book really captures the family in the illustrations and the essence of, you know, being a boy mom.
Yeah.
So is Olive a play on one or all three of them blended together, kind of?
So, you know, I do. It's a good question. I do recall my other two boys when they were at the younger early stages of elementary school also feeling the same kind of feeling. So I think overall kids tend to freak out from all these silly expressions. I don't mean silly in a bad way, but just for us, it's, oh, of course, not a big deal. We're just putting these notes in there. But I do recall my other older boys that also were freaking out about they didn't want any girl to think that they have a crush on them.
Right. That's how you knew it would be a relatable conversation. So I think perhaps one of the overall prevailing messages is in fact that love is more than just giving that little note, be mine, right? Love is in everything that we do, and love is more powerful than our fears. And to be able to address that in this beautifully illustrated, bright, fun, lofty book, it helps to put things in perspective when children know that they're not alone. Because let's face it, we just came out of a world post-COVID where we were all feeling pretty isolated. Yeah. And children just learning to socialize and then having this taken away, that opportunity to interact with friends and even in just a regular way. Like, once they finally got back, there's masks and there's rules and only so many in a group. And, you know, so I just feel like the timing on this is pretty impeccable. Now, are we going to have the opportunity, since you're a local author, where we could potentially get books signed and inscribed with messages? How does this work? Because we are unveiling the book for purchase February 1.
Yeah, absolutely. So the book actually is currently available for pre-order. Yes, even it is releasing February 1, but it is available in all the bookstores for a pre-order. And I believe that we will have several events occurring in locally in our beautiful town for me to, meet young children and sign a copy for them.
I love this. There's something so unique when you're reading a book to a child and they see that it's been signed by the author. And you get to say, remember when we met them, or I had this personally signed for you. It's more of a keepsake.
Definitely.
You know? So when we say all of these available websites where one can find it, not only is it incredibly affordable, so less than $20, you're going to have an opportunity to get this book, potentially even meet Helen Millman in person. But we have it at the Vero Beach Book Center, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon.
Books a Million.
That's what BAM is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. She's good with acronyms. And then your publisher is Mascot, so right available from their website as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
So then Let's also now touch on a little bit, because I feel like Valentine's is a really fun holiday for a mom to a child, right? Like, it's not Christmas where you want to get everything on their wish list and it's a little bit overwhelming, and there's stockings, and then there's, you know, family Christmas. Valentine's is just a little short and sweet holiday. It's easier. It's more festive at the schools. It's embraced more, you know, school's still in session. There's all of those things.
Sure.
But something small, I think, goes a long way. I personally, and probably until the day I die, will always get my son something on Valentine's, because he's one of my Valentines, right? I super love him. So something like this, a beautiful gift, a story that you can share and retell, it seems to go a long way. And the perfect gift to give at Valentine's for your child.
Yeah. You know, that you mentioned that. I, as a matter of fact, always, my kids are 13, 11, and 6, and I've always given them a card, personally, each one on Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
You know, with a message. When my husband will, he will make plans to take just me for dinner, you know, for him, it's just this romantic idea. And I will always say, wait, what about the boys? You know, it's a love holiday. So I kind of like to, you know, be together, all of us in dinner celebrating it. So I agree. It is a moment for me, the way I see Valentine, it's just celebrating love. And love is a vibration. It's not just with one person. It's just what we hold in the heart. And I feel like that's the message that I wanted to bring in the book.
And well executed, to say the least. Let's touch a little bit, too, on the fears, right? So I feel like when you're looking at this and you're reading this book to your child, yes, you touch on the fears, but yet you make it really family fun. How is it, though, that you feel like you make this spin where we love our fears? Because fears can be really overwhelming, especially
absolutely.
For elementary age children. I mean, I know that even as adults,
even
we can always
adults,
learn.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still afraid of certain things, you know, and but I think that one of the things that I learned in life and that I wish, you know, to put it in, I wanted to put it in the book, is that in different experiences, and I won't go into specifics, but telling yourself it's okay to be afraid, it's a completely normal behavior, we are not perfect, you know, helps to diminish, you know, how bombastic that feeling of fear feels like.
Yes.
You know, so now you're caressing yourself, you're saying it's okay, I love you even though you're afraid, and now love, you know, kind of bundles you up and you tend to feel a little bit less afraid, and you can do things even though you are afraid, you know. So for instance, I used to sing, and every time on the stage I was afraid, but over time, you know, I just learned to say it is okay, I can do this. And I would still do it, you know.
Conquering those fears. The show must go on.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. Your accent. Just, I know people are tuning in, they're listening. And if you're just now coming on board with us, Helen Millman, self-published author, gears her stories towards families and children. Brand new book available now on pre-sale, official release date February 1st, in time for Valentine's. We have Olive and the Valentine's Spell, her beautiful, brightly colored, very fun illustrated book. You aren't originally from the United States. This fabulous accent is, in fact,
from Israel.
Isn't that delightful? I love it. In the studio alongside her, we have Shannon Poole with Caliber Home Loans, one of our longtime sponsors of the program. New year, new home.
New year, new home. And as a boy mom, I needed to be here.
Right? It just made perfect sense. I was like, oh, these two ladies will become fast friends. We're just going to all chat. And that's really all talk radio is, right? It's a elongated conversation. And hopefully those that are driving or working out are thinking, this is lovely. I'm going to make some mental notes and I'm going to pay it forward. But truly, I find it to be so fabulous when you get the opportunity to see like-minded people and bring them together. And a book can do that. home ownership can do that, right?
And a glass of wine can do.
It works every time. Was it the Israelis that came up with that? Because I have actually had some really fantastic Israeli wine over the years.
We do have some pretty good beers.
Yes, you do. But truly, and just bringing it back to our sponsor for just a moment, because I do feel like it's important to highlight, when you are growing your family and you have a home that you can call your own, you can paint it whatever color you want, you can plant whatever you want. When you feel the freedom for your child to be able to go grab their bike and know that, you know, this is theirs, there's something to be said for that. And you want to give them the best. You want to give them good books to read and read together. You want to give them fun games so they value the art of camaraderie. It is not impossible to do. And at Caliper Home Loans, there's opportunities galore.
Galore. And, you know, we've helped a lot of families this past year, and we really look forward to the new beginnings this coming year.
So, Treasure Coast, Caliper Home Loans of the Treasure Coast, calibertreasurecoast.com, right?
That's right, I think.
It's Caliper. She's like, listen,
Google it. You'll get there.
Jinx.
We've got fabulous team members. And you'll find us for sure.
And it's always a complimentary consultation. So having that talk costs you nothing. And it just gets things into perspective, because let's face it, we want that warm, cozy place in which to read to our children and call it a home and know that someone can't come out to us in just a few months and say, hey, I've decided to put this house up for sale and you can't be here anymore. And we hear that story all the time. And with the way that the rents are going up, it's happening left and right. So again, home ownership. Thank you to Caliper Home Loans. We're talking about the brand new book, Olive and the Valentine's Spell, with Helen Millman in the studio. There's much more in store about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
At Sunshine Furniture, we have the largest selection of in-stock coastal indoor furniture on the Treasure Coast, including a gallery of Tommy Bahama in Lexington. Sofas, sleeper sofas, chairs, living and dining sets, including slipcover styles from Four Seasons and Capri, all ready for immediate delivery. We're the outdoor furniture experts and sell manufacturers built to weather the Florida elements like Lloyd Flanders, Brown Jordan, Pollywood, Windward, and Telescope. We also specialize in replacement cushions, umbrellas, and fire pits. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half off, and don't forget to visit our outlet and clearance store right across the street for hundreds of great buys. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day. Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day.
Sunshine.
It's heavy on your mind. Does buying a home now make the most sense? Let's talk about it. I'm Chris Nolan from the Nolan Group of RE/MAX Associated Realty. I'll consult you for free and formulate a roadmap to home ownership. No commitment necessary. Visit NolanShow.com.
When was the last time you bought a children's book? Well, if you're like me, it's often. And it can sometimes be disappointing. If you are searching for a book to share with your child that inspires laughter and renews your focus on what matters, purchase a copy of Helen Millman's new inspirational children's book, Olive and the Valentine Spell. Available through your local bookstore, Amazon, Books A Million, and Barnes & Noble.
A heartfelt holiday thank you to the Vero Beach community. I'm Chef Michael from Coffee House 1420. Coffee, tea, sandwiches, pastries, salads, and more, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily at the corner of downtown. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for a new commercial location or a new home on the Treasure Coast? Please call Carolyn McAvoy at McAvoy Real Estate, 844-McAvoy, 844-622-3869. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from Carolyn McAvoy.
Sell now or sell later. We'll help you decide with a free home evaluation. I'm Chris Nolan from the Nolan Group of RE/MAX Associated Realty. We'll discuss your options, whether to refinance or how much you can get for your home. No commitment necessary. Visit NolanShow.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Anna Valencia, Tillery, your happy hostess with the most this. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa. Yes, they are in Vero Beach, but they are the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. They have stylists for any budget. They provide weekend and evening hours and a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. No gamble when you are utilizing the skill sets and talents of the incredible team at True Color Salon and Spa. Thank you to them and their ongoing sponsorship. TreasureCoast.com. Online calendar. If you want to know where live music is, the best events to support for various nonprofits throughout the Treasure Coast, or if you're looking for just local business partners for a variety of industries and businesses, TreasureCoast.com can point you in the right direction with over 80,000 unique views each and every month. They are also responsible for the breaking news Vero, Port St. Lucie, Martin, Stewart, and Okeechobee on Facebook. So they have like fresh content literally coming in every minute. It's very exciting. So like when we have all of the book signings for Helen Millman and her second book, Olive and the Valentine's Spell, beautifully written and illustrated, bright, vibrant, fun. You can get yours customized, hand-signed. Those different book signings can, in fact, be uploaded to treasurecoast.com free of charge. Anyone is able to utilize and upload to that calendar. It's an incredible resource. And with so many eyeballs, you want to make sure that you're posting there. It'd be silly not to. So again, special thank you to all of our sponsors at treasurecoastinsider.us. You can live link to them, check them out, learn more from past shows. Yet here we are in the new year and they came right along with us. And so we love that. Helen, congratulations on the second book and the publication.
Thank you so much.
And we do have about a minute or so left. And I just want to kind of iterate that though the book is officially released February 1st, pre-orders are available on a number of platforms.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, Olive and the Valentine's Spell. But the summary that you gave me, and I feel that this is so important as parents of elementary age children are looking for that special something custom for their child at Valentine's and a way to be able to share time with them too, right? When you read a book aloud, you're sharing time, you're bonding. I love the synopsis. We must love our fears. And it is your belief that it helps to shrink the vibration when we embrace our fears. Everyone is afraid of something. And when Olive realizes that a world without love is more scary than love itself, he transforms as he realizes that he holds the magic spell of Valentine's.
This is so good. I'm reading it.
I love it. Helen Millman, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
having me.
Happy New Year. Cheers.
Happy New Year.